News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Let's bring in Stephen Pound, the former Labour MP, former Shadow Minister for Northern Ireland. Stephen, you must be delighted at the Labour performance.
I tell you what, I'm exhausted. I'm also soaked to the skin because it's absolutely hacking down here. There's nothing soft about the rain in London at the moment.
No.
I do think in many ways this is a very terrifying moment for Labour. You'd think that we'd be popping the champagne and leaping around and having a grand old time. But when you actually look at the size of the problem that we're facing, when you actually look at the state of the economy, and we can't blame the Tories anymore. It's down to us now. I mean, the interesting things that I've noticed in about the last hour or so, firstly, the first senior politician, never mind in Europe, but in the world, to actually get on the phone to Keir Starmer was Simon Harris. And Simon Harris has made a very, very significant, I think, connection with Keir Starmer, talking about looking forward to working closer together. And obviously on the whole issue of the North and the future of the Good Friday Agreement, and particularly now that the threat of withdrawal from the European Convention on Human Rights has been lifted away. But, that's at the moment, the stock exchange has actually gone up a little bit. The pound's firmed against the dollar. So there's good signs. But dear Lord, we have a mountain to climb. We have dreadful, dreadful financial problems. And I just wish we could actually sort of, go to bed for a couple of days and just sort of emerge blinking out of the duvet into a brave new world. But the reality is that new MPs, I've been there. I won in 97 when, we won with a pretty handsome majority. And I thought, this is grand. I can go and have a few days off and put my feet up. Of course, they'll all be back in the House of Commons on Monday. There'll be special meetings of the Parliamentary Labour Party. And that's when the sheer scale of the economic crisis that's facing us will come. But in the meantime, Liz Truss has lost her seat. George Galloway has lost his seat. Jim Allister has actually won. Who's actually, never forget, TUV, his party, are actually linked with Reform in the UK. Yeah, the Paisleys are no longer running Ballymena. Extraordinary things are happening. And this is one that we're going to tell our grandchildren about it when they're older. I was there in the night of the long knives, the night the Tories fell, the night that Labour came, as you rightly said, Shane, earlier on, they came from, a terrible result last time. Everybody said it'll take us decades to get back. Well, the only thing that's decayed is the Tory vote. But again, I think the point you made about the Tory vote going down, Labour vote not increasing massively, just shows that a house divided unto itself will fall. The conservatism with a small c in the UK is a house divided. We now have a resurgent, rampant Reform Party biting into the traditional Tory vote. Where we go from here, I haven't a clue.
Stephen, we'll definitely talk again about what might happen next, but thank you indeed for talking to us. Stephen Pound, former Labour MP, a former Shadow Minister for Northern Ireland. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
I'm joined now by the President of Sinn Féin, Mary Lou MacDonald. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. A good night for Sinn Féin in the North.
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, it's been a long night into this morning. I'm just left Mahara South. The last seat was filled, East Derry, and our candidate, Kitty McGurk, ran Greg Erie Campbell very, very close. We missed out by, I think, 160 votes or so. So yes, it's been a very significant night and a very good and successful campaign for us.
Yeah, now the biggest party of Northern Ireland parties in Westminster. I'm only asking because the text line is asking me to ask you. I presume that doesn't mean you'll be taking up your seats.
No, we're an abstentionist party. We have the Dáil in Dublin as a result of Sinn Féin abstentionism more than a century ago. We're Republicans, United Irelanders, and we believe that decisions affecting the lives of Irish people in Ireland are taken here in Ireland. That's our position. And interestingly, actually, in the course of this campaign, you probably noticed, Ciara, there was some commentary that the campaign was a bit flat. We actually found it quite engaging out on the doors, but it was the summer campaign. A lot of people were away. But also, the reality is now that the Westminster elections don't have the same potency as assembly elections or even council elections, because they're seen as, elections to a place across the water when people increasingly know and expect, by the way, that government decisions and good governance actually happens here on the island.
Your reaction to the DUP's election results, particularly that loss of Ian Paisley's seat, 50 years the Paisleys have held a seat there, are you surprised?
Well, I was actually in the county centre when the announcement was made and when Jim Allister assumed the Paisley seat. Yeah, I mean, that is a very significant development without a doubt. There's no doubt that the DUP haven't had a good election. But I would also just observe that beyond the particularities of one, you know, one individual seat or even one individual party, there's just no gainsaying at this stage that things north of the border, that the political, you know, political change is in full swing. And it's extremely interesting. It opens up big opportunities. It also presents us with big challenges. But this is not the same place, certainly, that it was 10 years ago, or certainly 20 years ago. And I think that's a very, very good and a very healthy thing. And it underscores the need for us to increasingly work together collaboratively.
Well, that's what I was going to...
For further changes that come down the line.
Going to ask you lastly, the change in government in Westminster, the move to Labour, what do you think that will do to affect Irish-British relations?
Well, I hope it's a moment of reset. Certainly, I will cry no tears to see the back of a Tory government after 14 years. I mean, they've inflicted very serious damage, not least on public service provision north of the border. So Keir Starmer comes in with a significant majority. He has the political space now and the political opportunity to carry out that reset. He should start by a repeal of the legacy legislation. And then we need to work together, all of us, because change is afoot. And also the day-to-day bread and butter issues are pressing down on people. This place, the North is underfunded. We all know that. And there is a collective piece of work to be done, particularly by parties in the executive, to work now with the new administration to see that right. So I think my view is it's good news to see the back of the Tories. And now let's start talking to each other. Let's start working together. I certainly look forward to working with Keir Starmer, with Hilary Benn, with all of the others on behalf of the people of the North and the people of Ireland.
Marilyn McDonald, thank you very much for joining us.
Edwina Curry, former British Conservative Minister. It was a humbling night for the Tory party.
Oh, gosh, wasn't it just? My goodness. I went along to the count in our local area in the High Peak and I stayed there for about 3 hours. You know, you sort of poking your head over the shoulder, looking at how the boxes are coming out. And there came a point at which I thought, do you know what? I don't think there's any point. The results of it coming out in other parts of the country were so dire. And I thought, I think I'd rather go home and kind of stretch out on the sofa with a few nuts and raisins and a glass of something and just kind of subject myself to the torture. It's a bit like climbing into a cage full of rather hungry lions, knowing you're going to get mauled, but still unable to stop yourself doing it. You know, it was a bad night.
Bad night. Interesting, though. I mean, obviously a landslide for Labour, but just looking at the figures, one thing jumps out at me at the moment. I think Labour on something like 34%, the Tories, I think 24%. So that's what, 58%. Like, I can remember elections when Labour and the Conservatives were winning 90% plus of the vote. Is the old two-party system, is that beginning to die, do you think?
Well, this was certainly the election in which a lot of independents and fringe parties and other parties certainly came to the fore. And wherever they were able to concentrate their vote, they did rather well. So we've got, I think, four independents who are pro-Palestine who were able to get rid of Labour incumbents or Labour MPs there. And they're going to be a fairly noisy group on the backbenches, led by Jeremy Corbyn, the former Labour leader, who lost so badly to Boris Johnson last time. And this seems extraordinary, if you think about it, that foreign policy in a country several thousand miles away is actually more important to the people who are voting than issues about welfare and so on in their own, on their own doorstep. But that's what it appears to have been the case.
Can I ask you, though, about the future of the Conservative Party? Where does it go from here? Because obviously Reform taking a big chunk of the Conservative vote. I mean, do they move to try and embrace Reform? Do they move back to the centre? Do you have a preference? And what do you think will happen?
The only way that parties can win in this country, in our system, is to command the centre and to make sure that the your main opposition party can't do that. That's exactly what Labour has managed to do. That's what we were able to do in 2019. And if you drift over to one extreme or the other, you can't do it. You end up just being a party of activists and oppositionists rather than a kind of protest party.
Yeah. You're right. Is Reform here to stay, though?
Well, Reform in one form or another, it's all about immigration. And there's a kind of racist tinge to it, which I personally find very distasteful. It's not Irish immigration they're objecting to. It's immigration from much poorer parts of the world. And that responds to something rather base in personalities and characters, especially in areas where actually people are not directly affected by it or where they're benefiting from it because people are coming to work in the health service, for example. So it's not that I would have no truck with Reform. I need to recognise where they're tapping into votes, but drifting over towards them and embracing them, no, thank you. I don't think that's going to happen. I would certainly want to fight that.
Edwina Curry, former British Conservative Minister, thank you indeed. After a long night of viewing, for staying up and talking to us on News Talk Breakfast.
We're joined now by Doug Beattie, leader of the Ulster Unionist Party. Good morning to you, Doug. Your own MP, Robin Swan, has won South Antrim from the DUP. You pleased?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we set out to get back to Westminster. We had no MPs. We made a strategic decision in Robin Swan to move him from North Antrim to South Antrim a number of months ago, and it's paid off. So we now have our MP. We're now back on the benches at Westminster. So that's success.
What does this mean, this election, for the future of unionism? The DUP have lost seats, but they've lost them to unionists, the TUV and yourselves. Is unionism divided in the North currently?
Well, look, there's various different strands of unionism, and I don't think people get to see them all as often as they should do. Certainly the DUP and the TUV form one sort of strand of unionism, and then the Ulster Unionist Party is something slightly more moderate. What we now have, you know, before the election, we had eight DUP MPs, unionist MPs for Westminster. Now, after the election, we have now got eight unionist MPs for Westminster, but they're now from three different parties, the DUP, the TUV, and now for the Ulster Unionist Party. And I think that's a good thing, because that means that full breadth of unionism can be seen and heard in Westminster where it hasn't been before.
Okay. And just, I've asked other politicians this morning, the change of government in Westminster, do you think that will affect relations between Northern Ireland and the UK, or between the Republic of Ireland and the UK? Keir Starmer appears to be slightly warmer. Certainly, that's the perception down here towards the Republic of Ireland.
Well, look, you know, with the Conservative government, we've had chaos for such a long period of time. And as a party, we've always advocated having good relationships right across these islands. And we have certainly, as a party, retained good relationships with Ireland and the Irish government. I think the Labour government will build on that sort of thing as well. So really, for me, as a leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, for our MP, for all of our elected representatives, it's working with the Labour government, working with all of the different all of the different political parties, but also working with the Irish government as well, because we've got so much which is shared that we need to share and understand and deal with the issues that we face. And I think that's the way that we need to go forward. I think that's the way we're going to be going forward in the months and years to come.
Doug, very lastly, your reaction to the end of the Paisley dynasty.
Well, look, goodness, wasn't that a shock? You know, everybody, all the pundits were out there saying, you know, TUV wouldn't get a seat. I thought so myself, to be honest with you. But there they are. They took North Antrim. They took the seat off the Paisley dynasty. I think it's a stunning result and shows resilience for Jim Allister. And Jim Allister will have a very different form of unionism to me, I've got to say. But he's shown real resilience here, and it's a stunning result for him.
Look, thank you for joining us this morning. That is Doug Beattie, their leader of the Ulster Unionist Party.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.